just one thing, is the Maaseh Zamodik HaMedrash. The Zamodik HaMedrash Rabbah says as well. The Medrash Rabbah says that a person has to be Zohir Moed when Sfiris HaOimer. Why? Because Chazal tell us, let me read you the Lashon of Chazal. Medrash brings it down. B'schus mitzvus ha'oimeh, the Hainu, obviously we're talking about the korban and the sfira. Zoyche Avram liyorish es ha'oretz. Avram Avinu was zoyche to inherit Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Yisrael zochu liyorish es ha'oretz b'schus mitzvus ha'oimeh. It's a moedig mitzvah. Look the Medrash that a person has to be careful for mitzvus ha'oimeh, because the mitzvus ha'oimeh was the cause of Klal Yisrael and Avraham Avinu to be Zoyche to inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And we left off yesterday with the different reasons of Sfiris HaOmer. If I remember correctly, we had a strict problem with one of the reasons. I was Mavari again in one of my notes. We got a slight Sheena. I don't know why anybody over here didn't help me out of it. It's a Pasul Azach. Remember, one of the reasons, I'll be some of the Rishayim, is of Sfiris HaOmer as follows. Is that because Eretz Yisrael is 400 parashas by 400 parashas, and the Beis HaMikdash is in between, and therefore you have 200 and 200 on either side of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we know the Gemara tells that a person can walk 10 parashas on a regular day, as a person Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Sheikh Chedek Gimel, of Shulchan Shabbos, as a Mela. A person takes 20 days to walk from the Beis HaMikdash all the way out of Eretz Yisrael. Now you have to remember, 20 days there and 20 days back. So that's 40 days. Right? That's 40 days. What's that?
If he lives outside.
And that's what we're taking on at the moment. Remela, we're left with how many days? 9 days. Push it. Come on, everybody say. 7 days. For Shabbos Kodesh. Because on Shabbos Kodesh, you're not going to be walking all over the place. That's going to be 47. And 47 plus 2 is 49. Because 2 days, we want the person to be at home to say Shalom Aleichem to his family. And Remela, he has enough time to go back to the Beis HaMikdash in order to make it back in time for the Heiliger Shavuos. And maybe that's the reason why Chazal, according to some reason, according to some Pirushim, why the Mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer was with Africa for Chal Yisrael to count, because we wanted people to know when to come back for Ilu Regel, back to the Beis HaMikdash for the Heilige Yondon Shel Shavuos. Come again, Baita. The Shain is Ezra. Why don't we make a Shechiyanu on Sfiris HaOmer? It's a Kavaldiga Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we do Ki'ilu once a year. We might do it many times, but once a year be'etzem. So l'chayu, at the beginning of Sfiris HaOmer, on the second night of Pesach, we should get up and say Shechiyon, just like every other mitzvah that's mischadish mizman lizman. As the Maaseh, I found many different answers, very interesting. Answer number one, that it was brought down to Shailis and Truvas HaRashba, and he brings answers as follows. He tainas that is like this. He tainas that we make Shechiyonu on something as follows. Either it's a Hano or it's a Maisa. For example, when a person eats matzah, or let's not eat matzah, let's not get into that exactly where the Shechiyonu is over there. Let's talk about Sukkah. When a person sits in a Sukkah, he gets a Hano. He's sitting in the night, and he's getting shade from the sun, or whatever it may be. And so mainly gets a Hano, who are in. But a person does a Maisa, he takes a little bit of an Esuk and he shakes it. So if either a Hano or a Maisa is of the Rashba, that's when you make a Shechiyonu. But Shechiyonu over here, you're making a Svira, you're just getting Maisa, you're just getting a Hano. And Mamela, that's the reason why the Rashba time is you don't make a Shechiyonu. Reason number two is the Shittas Haran and the Rekeach. That was the time that the reason why we don't make a Shechiyonu is a very simple reason. And he tied us, the reason is because it's Zeichen and Mikdash. See, only two. It's only Zeichen and Mikdash and Mamela. If it's Zeichen, nobody, please stay in. If it's only Zeichen and Mikdash and Mamela, that's why we're not going to be making a Shechiyonu. Baitu, everybody said. The Shemuel Alechet is another reason why we don't make a Shechiyonu. And that is, it's totally when Pesach comes. Right? Sfiris HaOmer is not totally in Sfiris HaOmer. It's totally when Pesach is. So whenever Pesach is, it's the day after Memochos HaShabbos. Mamela, it's all totally in Pesach. So he tied it, it's in included, it's nichlal in the Shechiyonu that you made on Pesach. And that's the reason why you don't make a Shechiyonu on Sfiris HaOmer. The Rekeach is a different reason. Says the Rekeach, there's no hecker between all the days. We don't see a differentiation between day after day. And Mamela, it's not a mitzvah nikeres. And that's why the Rekeach, we don't make a Shechiyonu. And the Ran and Sukkim Peg Dalet says over there that the reason is because you only yotzo in the night, and not during the day. It's another reason not to make a Shechiyonu. The Matib Moshe says a different reason. He tiny is because if you forget one day, what's going to happen? Lo aleinu chas v'shalim. A person forgets one day, Sfiris HaOmer. Says the Maaseh, it's going to be a bracha levatola. Because Kenzan we paskin like what? As we said yesterday, the Chakira is, and Sfiris HaOmer, is it one mitzvah or is it many mitzvahs? But if we paskin that it's all one big mitzvah, and Sfiris HaOmer is 49 days of one mitzvah, then maybe if you make a Shechiyonu and you forgot one day, you're not going to be finishing the mitzvah, and that will be a bracha levatola. Anyway, that's dumb. It's a sad to know what are the reasons why we don't make a Shechiyonu on Sfiris HaOmer. Let me get back to it. We discussed yesterday After the shir, the gabi hareini mukhan emazuman. A lot of people in Klal Yisrael, especially minik svad, is to say hareini mukhan emazuman, and the ganze loshon of the shem yichud kodem sfira ha'oimer. So where does it come from? Where's the makor of the shem yichud? Again, I'm not going to go into the different shem yichud that we have all over different places in different mitzvahs that people do. The gabi pesach, like all sorts of things. But over here is pashta pi azoya kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh writes that everything of Kedusha requires hazmona. It requires hazmona, meaning an invitation. And this lemaisa is the minag of the Hasidim, that most of the Hasidim say. Most. Now Hasidim do actually say, Reini Mukhra Mazuman, it's Kiri Yadua, the Noda B'Yehuda, you look inside the Tshuva, the Noda B'Yehuda, he screams at this. He says, you're saying Shem Yichud, Kichu Barichu, Yudke, what are you? You're saying Chinese noodles. But it doesn't make any sense. You're saying something you don't understand. So the Noda B'Yehuda, why are you saying things that you don't understand? What are you doing it for? Mele, the Nadi Behuda Tainet. The Nadi Behuda Tainet that you only start from Hareini, Hinini Mukhan Umuzuman. And that's the Maisa, the Minik, in a lot of places. For example, the Minik of Sons. I heard one time actually at Sanzazak, I heard that in Bells, that even though they actually say the Hareini Mukhan and they say the Shein Yichan and whatever, but when it comes to the Nadi Behuda's Yod site, when it happens to come on one of these, a Smira, so I think they say the first Chedek either quietly or they miss it out. I'm not sure exactly how to provide the Minik later. Oh, but let me finish with the Shein Yichan before we get to questions. And that is as follows. What's the problem with the Shem Yichud? You ever looked at the Lashon of the Shem Yichud? First of all, the Minig, just gonna, very good. First of all, the Minig of Chabad is they don't say it, and that's the Minig of Hagra, and that's the Minig of most literature Olam, is they don't say the Shem Yichud Bechlal. Right, most Hasidim do, and most literature do that. One interesting Shaila, before we get on to the one, the Nusach, is very interesting. I saw that in the Sefer. I don't know exactly, but we have to figure this out, Be'ez Hashem, and that is as follows. What happens if a person misses a day of Sfiris Oimer? The ganze day, 24 hours, he misses Sfiris Oimer. So as we know, as we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem, he will no longer count with a bracha. The Shaila is, we know, as we're going to say, he has to go be motzi by the Shliach Tzibur, by somebody else, be motzi me in the bracha of Sfiris Ha'Omer. Does he then say in the Shem Yichud or not? I saw in a certain Sefer that he wants to tell you no, because you're not saying the bracha, you don't say the Shem Yichud anymore. Now, the Maisa Be'ez Hashem, I have to prepare this. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow morning, I hope to have a Goyin HaKodlu with Bezir Obach Shlita in the car, and we'll ask him the Shaila whether if a person doesn't say the bracha, if the Maisa, he still says the Shem Yichud. It's a very interesting Shaila. That Be'ez Hashem, I'm about to say, tomorrow, Bli Neda, we'll try to be mashim what the psak from a Goyin HaKodlu with Bezir Obach is. However, what's the problem with the Shem Yichud? Tell me the problem. All the place kumayu as follows. If you look at the lashon of the Shem Yichud, it says over there, following lashon, kumay shekosav b'Torah, just like it says in the Torah. What's the problem with that? The problem is pashut. We know it's a bachelikas rishonim. It's sviras oimer. Is midoraisa or midorabbanan? Before yesterday, a few sheeters to tell us it's doraisa and some is dorabbanan. Pashas we name on to shnikalo dorabbanan. Reina, how can you come along and say I'm about to do a mitzvah? I'm doing a raisa? How can you say such a thing? Right? And what's the big problem with this? The big professor, you should know, because of this, by the way, a lot of people miss it out. They also miss those words out. Or what they'll say is Vikosa Batura. Right? Or Kumoisha. They'll miss that, they'll do some shtick in order to get around this problem. Why?
After.
Sorry?
After you count, you know, you say that whole.
And that's in a chanami, but I'm not saying it's a raisa. Here I'm about to perform with a raisa. And a chanami, but here I'm about to do something that says in the Torah. Dine with a raisa. Nishrichtik.
Over there it says I just did something that's
a raisa. In a chanami, but this is more before. It's much worse. Now the maisa, what's the problem with this? Mabaya. Mabaya. The problem is often they come Rambam. Everybody knows the Rambam. Hilchos Mamorim in Peis Halacha Des. Says the Rambam. If a person says on a Durabonon that it's a raisa, he's even about Yosef. It's a gom of the Torah. Menela. So the Rambam, you can't. You should be careful not to add. And therefore, that's why people are very careful. Kimelu Ushleim Zalman Obas Hatzal. Ushleim Zalman says, there, no problem, Bechlal. And by the way, it's Mesede Gomen, you can say it because you mean Chazal told us to say it. Ke'ein Mashakos of Torah. Ke'ein Adoraisa. Now, even if it's a Durabonon, it's a Maisa, it's something that came originally from a Doraisa. It used to be Doraisa. It will be. It's a Shem Yisroch Abi Adoraisa. And Menela De Taina, you can say it, don't have to worry. But again, the meaning of probably most people in this room is not to say it. Am I right? Shalom again, right? Let's go now to the Ikar Mitzvah again. Like I said, I want to get to the Ikar Mitzvah of Sfiris Ha'Omer, and then I want to get into the Minhogim of haircuts and music, as will speed days of Hashem, but I'd like to go Keseda. Let's start number one. What is the Chiyuv of Sfiris Ha'Omer? So as we know, every single Yid in Klal Yisrael, from the age of 13 years old, has a Chiyuv every man has a chiyuv to count the omer by himself. And therefore, a person has to count for himself. The shame is, can someone be motzi you the mitzvah of sviras omer? Right, everyone knows the famous Beis HaLevi, the Gabi Shabbat, Ga'inan, Bechus Kahanim, which we're not going to go into right now. I work upon him, can you be Yotzi me the mitzvah of Sviras Omer? Project, I don't want to do it tonight. I can't be bothered, I forgot, whatever it is. You just be Yotzi me. I'll listen, you said, I'll be Yotzi. So Be'etzem, the Be'alocha to Peites, the Be'alocha to Peites brings a Rashba. He brings a Rashba of a Kama, of a Kama, of a Kama, Rishonim, that time, I know, you can't get someone to be Yotzi. Let me say, on Sukkos, if I shake the lulav, hey, you're watching me. Are you yaitz shaking the lulav? And by the way, you're not yaitz the lulav. Why not? Because it says in Pasuk Lochem, you've got to do it. Meila, if I'm doing it, ain't you doing it? And therefore, zok the rashba v'kama oid v'shenim huva v'be'a lochem topeitez, then it's not going to help. You can't get someone else to be motzi you, Sviras Omer. Sviras Omer is a mitzvah that you've got to do. However, there's always a however, about the however, he brings many other v'shenim, right? The Rif, the Mitzkeis and then the other Rishonim that hold Avada, a person that you should know, Grada, the Mashmois in Shulchan Aruch, the Mashmois in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the Bush, the Chayodim, and other Gedolei Achronim, is you can't get someone to be Moitzi the Mitzvah. However, the Be'alocha Blayz, the Alocha Lemaisa, the Chatzchila, the Magen Avraham, is you don't get someone to be Moitzi you, Bidiyevet, or if you're stuck in a situation, as we'll see by Hashem and all the mistakes, you can get someone to be Moitzi you for Sviras Omer. What about women? On Noshim Chayiv in Sviras Omer. So Lemaisa, Azoy Shteit Nechinach, Mitzvah Shinvov, Azoy Kodesh and Parashat Tzavet, the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, Sikot Nalat, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and Azoy Paschal Mishnah Berurah. Women are potter from Sviras Omer. Why? It's a mitzvah, say, just like Grandma. Women are potter from these things. Right? It's a mitzvah, says like Grandma. Women are potter. Oba, Zuk the Magen Avraham, Zuk the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Zuk the Chay Odom. There are places that women have taken on the minhag of doing like a chayiv. They're doing Sviras Omer, they take on as a chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is that they don't. Some people do, some people don't. And therefore a person has to know, oh, you're all denying. Now the Maisa, what happens, it's very negay, the Maisa, the stipler, as they state, the stipler would remind all the women in the house, everybody's going to do Sviras Omer, right? There's a medical child by a child. What if it's by a child that's reached chinuch? We know by a child that reaches chinuch, 7-8 years old, Me'erich, right? They're going to do every mitzvah. Right, the father has got a chiyuv to obligate to make sure his child does all the mitzvahs. The shayla is, if you instruct your and chanam is aschinuch. So listen to the following chakira. How about if he finishes it, he misses one night? So we know normally if you miss a ganze day, you can't count with the bracha. Oh, but they want a taina since the child is only aschinuch, like Tach is saying, and the meila it's only chinuch. So no, the next day that he shouldn't really be making a bracha. Oh, but since like you said, it's only aschinuch, could be he can make a bracha. Some folks can back it under that way.
They can't,
yeah. What's that?
The
chinuch is
that
you
tell me you can't.
I'm saying a gewaldige zach. Oh, Boch Hashem, do you say gewaldig? You're saying the chinuch is the teaching, Skrub Sachya. You're teaching him, hold on a minute, if you miss one day, you can't continue the bracha. This is chinuch. Right, like we're more than we're in Sukkah, the beginning over there. You have to teach chinuch to a child in the right way. From Eid Hashem, when you have children, you got to know, you got to teach your child to do things in the right way. You got to buy them an esrog, not a lemon. Can't buy him a lemon. And a broomstick, you gotta buy them a actual real eshug. I'm not saying you have to spend 400 shekels. You have to spend 10 shekels. Oh, but it's gotta be an eshug. I'm gonna bite it. This is not Peter Mitzvah, but then Sukkah, we haven't got time to be Mayrich in it. Bite it. When is the Zman of Sviras Omer? So Avada the Zman every single night, Avada the whole night is kosher. Zvizdin Magdimin and Mitzvah tells us that from Seisa Kechovim, a person should try and they should know upon him, there is an Inyan. Also, it's very interesting. Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mishnah Berurah says that every single, this is the meaning of Ashkenaz for sure, is that every single night you should say Sviras Omer when? Before Aleinu. Why? Because the earlier the better. What's the pshat? Since there's some Rishonim that hold that every single night of Sviras Omer is its own mitzvah and stays in the Torah, to me, boys, it's going to be common, it's going to be pure, it's going to be whole. So therefore, every single night there's an inyan at the beginning of the night to do Sviras Omer. Straight away, the earliest minyan that you can find, you should be actually doing Sviras Omer. Why? Not only is reason by demon and mitzvahs, Al-Tamimus is an inyan to do it straight away. But again, if a person has a minyan of Myra for later, for example, the yeshiva, the stomach don't daven at exactly of tzeis, right, stop it, they don't daven at 8 o'clock, they daven at 10, 11 o'clock, whatever it may be. This is the meaning of the yeshiva, and I value its poshet. Now, your shayla will ask me is, hey, Why don't when the night comes in, everyone at 8 o'clock at night should start saying, Rabbi Sai, I'll tell you Nishka Zai. There's a Mayudika Maila. And by the way, you should know, Be'etzem, Mogravom says, you can actually count the Oimer without Maariv. People think it gets Zaman. You have to do Suisa Oimer and Maariv together. Nishka Zai. Mogravom says, Be'etzem, you could do Suisa Oimer even without davening Maariv. Right? Al Kitikach, I saw Mayudika Zach. There's an Indian for a person, of Yishlar Kodesh and others, for a person, Vedaska, to do Svir Soimer with a minion, right? Akadekach, I also want to say for Tiny Zazoi. He says, how about you have a fellow that doesn't Rabbeinu Tam? He's a Rabbeinu Tam man all the way. So by him, Seis is well after everybody else's. So the minion is davening Maariv, he's not going to have a minion later. So the Shaili is, when does he say Svir Soimer? I would have said, listen, this man is a Rabbeinu Tam man, he doesn't hold his night right now. Oh, but he tying his mouth. Al kedekach of the chiv of doing it with the tzibur is that he should count with the tzibur before Rabbeinu Tam with a bracha, right? And then later count again without a bracha. Now, I don't know if everybody's masking with that, but I've got problem. You see the chashivas of dominating the Svir Soimer with a tzibur. What's the pshat?
The same as Shabbos.
Only Shabbos. Only Shabbos. They generally don't do it then. They'll do it later.
They'll do, they'll say
it's for
summer later.
Enachanami, that's for Seder Gomor. But they'll do it with the tzibur. Some people do it with the minion, they'll gather together. If you can't, Enachanami, Avada you could do without a minion, Rabbi Yisai. Avada you can do it without a minion, that's the halacha lemaisa. You don't have to have a minion. But there's a maisa to do the minion. Right, the Shlach Kodesh and Psochim, put down the behetiv also, the Seder Shavuot Avoda, Bavoiv Am Hadras Melech. It's a mudah chavivas a mitzvah that a person should do. Psachia.
Yeah.
The Kavachayim says something I posh don't understand. Psachia. Says the Kavachayim, I posh don't understand this. He says the longer that a person delays from doing the sphira, the more the chitzoinim have a hold on you. Rabbi says, I don't understand what that means. That sounds like Chinese to me. Oh, but I might have taken Kavachayim. Let me get invited. But again, the Iki Indian is for a person to try and do it as soon as possible. As could they come? What happens? You come to marriage, Rabbi said, doesn't anybody understand what I'm about to say? You ever heard of anybody coming late to marriage? Right? Walks in late to marriage. Chasvi Shalom, he walks in late to marriage. He walks in late to marriage. Now what happens is, the Olim is about to start Shemen Eser. No, what's the Halacha Psuka we do by marriage? If you double Tzvila B'tzibur, you double Shemen Eser with the Olim. And then afterwards, what do you do? You say, finish Shemen Eser. What do you do now? You're doubling marriage with the Olim. You don't finish Shemen Eser, they finish Shemen Eser. Now, you hold him, you're going to say, Kriya Shema Peruch, Kriya Shema Becholet. They're going to do what? Shemen Eser. Shaili, which one comes first? Tadim Shenet Tadim. Which one is Tadim? We hope. Kriya Shema. In Cain, Kriya Shema should come first. So the Peskim know. Adkidekach is the godless of a person that does Shemen Eser with a tzibur. He should do Tzvir Soimer with the Tzibur and do Krishma later. Why? Because he'll forget. He'll forget to do Krishma later. Now, there's rise to this with the Yashar Paskin, the Aloha Lamaises that sell mamas like this, that a person might forget to do Tzvir Soimer later, and therefore it's another reason why a person should do Tzvir Soimer with the Tzibur. Now, the Maises, let me get invited. There's an Issa Vachila when this man has arrived. That means as follows. Half an hour before tseis, half an hour before nightfall, there's an issa gomor for a person to eat before he did Svir Soimer. Like, one second. We'll explain. Not only eating, it's also malacha. Right? As I pass malacha in the Ramon top of Siptalud over there, that Avada doing malacha and eating Kainu Svir Soimer, once a half an hour before Nacht has arrived, it's Avada's awesome. Right away, the Rav Shulchan Aruch holds it's a half an hour before Shkia, not before tseis. Now, what do you do over here? So, the Magen Avraham, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi, they tell us, Nikashayma, push it. You're about to sit down and wash and eat a meal. It's half an hour before Tseis or Shkia, whatever you're told. Then they ask Asa, go get yourself a shayma. Go and tell someone, remind me to say Sfir Soimer. And if you do that, then about it's mutter. Now, shayma is what means eating. About it, we're not talking about potato chips. We're talking about apples. We're not talking about apples. We're talking about a seuda to wash and eat a meal. That's the issa a half an hour before this man. Oh, but to have some chips, to have some vegetables, some fruit, that's about it's mutter. To have the zoinis, adkadekach of the sheikh, gimel down the baits him, then about it's going to be a problem. No, not the shaykhs.
We'll get to the music.
Let me get back. Now there's one more eitzah over here, and that's as follows. This eitzah is the heter that most people are and that is as follows. With Moshe, the idea of Moshe and Chaim, Chelik Dalit, right? Does Nidbun Chelik Vav with Safarim? They tell that if a person has a minion kavua, He davens every single night in yeshiva, as he should. 11 o'clock, 10:30, whatever it is, after Festa night Seder. And they daven every single night, 10:30, whatever it is. So he's allowed to even wash when the Zman has arrived, because look what Moshe, we're not worried about anything of forgetting, because again he has a minion kavua, and that's Beseder Gomor. Let me get back to you, boy, say. Understanding Sphira Sa'ima. Now, the mitzvah, sorry, the mitzvah of Sphira Sa'ima is very different to many other mitzvahs. Mitzvahs like, let's take Kiddush, Havdalah, even davening the Maisa. If you say the words and you don't know what you want, you understand what you said, you're 100% Yaitzah. You're 100% Yaitzah. You're 100% Yaitzah. However, my Sphira Sa'ima is Nishnazai. Sphira Sa'ima, you can't just count, you have to know what you're counting. The din of the Torah of counting is Uskardim Lachem, you've got to count it. So if you don't understand what you're talking about, you're not Yaitzah Mitzvah Bachal. Al Kedei Kach, says the Mogen Avraham, if you don't understand, it could be you're not Yaitzah, therefore you can tell in any language that you want. So the Mogen Avraham, if you understand English better, you can count in English, if you understand it. If you're counting in Lashon HaKodesh, like we all do, is about that you have to understand what you are counting. But Allah HaMais, if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's actually allowed to count in any language that he wants. Or say, pass the Mogen Avraham, Kichot, Shurab, 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 Shurab,
what? Now we can't say
exactly, right. Beautiful. That's a very good deal. That's the reason why we'll explain this halachas in a minute. You're not, if someone asks you what night is it tonight, the beginning of the night, you can't say what day it is today. Why? It's in English. You're still going to say, even if you say it in English. Okay. Let me get weiter. A few more minhagim, and then we'll get to the mistakes, and then we'll start the minhagim. Let me get weiter. We're going to have to go till 7:30 today. Let me get weiter. First of all, there is a minig brought down. I saw Mudik, and Yamshu Shleiman brings this as minig Eretz Yisrael. Is that you have to say this through Sa'ime by day. Again. And I have this in my minion. Baruch Hashem. No, Chassid Shalom, about it without a bracha. Straight out to Shachris, the Chazan turns around and he says, Hayoi, whatever it is. What's the pshat? Yom Shushloim, Rabbi, he says, this is Minik Eretz Yisrael. The Heilige Rebbe, right, Rebbe Nimele, from the Shens, Chafachayim, he said that also. Is that, what's the pshat why we do it? In case people forget. Because if you hear that, you say, hey, I forgot to count last night. Oh, 1 second, I counted the wrong one last night, and I hear what he's saying is the right one. I'm quickly going to chop it. I'm going to save the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, that's the reason why the meaning is, in a lot of places after Shachas, that's what they do. Now I'm going to say, everybody say, when you make the bracha of Sphira Sa'ima, you must know which day it is today. As they pass in the Shulchan Aruch and say, hey, you must know what day it is. You can't count the bracha without knowing what day it is. However, if you're not sure of the day, and you make the bracha al-das, whatever your neighbor is about to say, you'll say the same thing as him, then it's Beseder, because you're not allowed to have a hefsek between the bracha and the sphira. Now the Mishavur tells us, Avada lechatchila, you're meant to be standing during Sphira Sa'ima, bidi eved. If you sat during Sphira Sa'ima, you are going to be yaitzah, that means also you shouldn't be leaning, right up. Now, if you want someone to be moitzi, as we'll explain why you have to get that, you must have das to be moitzi, right? And he has to have das also to be yaitzah, for me, that's very, very important. Even if you didn't answer amen, avada, you're still going to be yaitzah, as I pass the Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Reishit Gimel, but avada, you should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, if you did, pashas your yaitzah. Now, there are those that want to tie in that when you hit a bracha from the Shliach Tzibur, you should have kavona, not to be yaitzah, because you don't want to have the bracha from him, I want to make the bracha by myself, especially with the counting. But the Maisa, the minig is Nishtazoi, because we know that most people is Al-Das came, that don't want to be yaitzah. Right, a few more shayas of Abaisai, and this Indian, and that is as follows. The Gavay Shachar, let's go through some of the mistakes that people make during Sphira Sa'ima to know what to do Lemaisa if you forget, if you're not sure if you forgot, and then Bezer Hashem will wrap up that Sugya and we'll get to the Sugya of the Minhagim. And it goes like this. There's different levels of forgetting. As we explained in the beginning, there's a Machlokes Rishonim if every day is its own mitzvah or 49 days or 49 chalakim of the same mitzvah. The Nafka Mina is exactly the case of when you forgot one. If every single day is its own mitzvah, no, you forgot one day, do a mitzvah tomorrow. Oh, but if every single day is a chalik of the same mitzvah, and you missed one, so you missed the tamimus. And if you missed the tamimus, you can no longer count with a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, in any case that you don't make a bracha, which we're going to say which cases that is, you should still ask someone to be moitzi you for the bracha. That means, if for whatever reason you're not making a bracha tonight, go over to the Shlit Tzibur, go over to your neighbor who's sitting next to you and say to him, be moitzi me the bracha. And then Shemei Kohen, it tells me as if I made the bracha, and then it's okay.
So
now,
you could be moitzi someone.
Yes, but again, it's only lechat chile matzah, it's only by the event. Okay, that's all you're passing the bealocha. Now, what happens if you forgot at night? What happens if the entire night didn't count. He didn't ask, but he doesn't mind, just to wash it. Oh, but for some reason he had to go to the bathroom towards the end of Maariv. And the Mela, when he went to the bathroom towards the end of Maariv, he forgot to come back to the Shri Sahibet. And therefore he was Isaac in other Valdiga mitzvahs of Chesed and Talmud Torah, b'choli, 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 b'choli. And then he forgot to come to the Shri Sahibet. He wakes up the next morning, here's Baruch Hashem and Shachas, they come to the Shri Sahibet. He says, ay, 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 I forgot to Shri Sahibet last night. What does he do? He says, Hayoim, whatever it is today, without a bracha, Baruch Hashem, and he continues. And he continues counting with a brocha zepas and shulchan sitting top pita stick gimel. As the last again, baita. So that's number one, right? How many of you have a suffix? How many of you are not sure if you counted last night or not? Avada and avada, you should count again during the day without a brocha, and then continue counting with a brocha zepas and the be'alocha in sif zayin. Same thing
if you're not sure if you counted the right thing.
Oh, that we're going to get to. Now, that was only the night. How about if you forgot the entire 24 hours? That means, tonight, you realize, oh, vai, I never counted last night or the whole day today. That means I missed an entire 24 hours. So the Maaseh of the Shulchan Aruch and Sifches tells us the Dabar Poshet, that Avada, we have to get like some of the poskim, that's one big mitzvah, you continue counting without a brocha. You must count without a brocha. And like the Mishnah Berurah says, go to Sheikh Tzibur, go to your neighbor, ask him to remote to you the brocha. Hu Adin? If you counted the wrong day? Yeah. Who would it if you counted the wrong day?
I thought the whole idea is if you missed
the day. Right, but you continue counting, but you get somebody made to the bracha, you can't be the bracha yourself.
I have to continue counting, I missed that 5 days.
Right? Yes, you should continue counting, absolutely. Who I didn't, by the way, if you got the wrong day? How about it tonight, after Maariv, they're going to count the Oymeh? Hey, like, hey, last night, I did two nights ago, because I missed an entire night yesterday, I counted wrong. As the Vaisa, as I passed the Mufurish and the Taz, the Shibusi Kotlamad, hey, Zabad, it's the same thing as missing it out. And therefore, because you've missed an entire day with the wrong date, and Avada, you're not Yaitza, and Avada, you have to go and count, but without a Bracha. Now, again, like we said, whenever there's no Bracha, Avada and Avada, you get someone to be made to you. Now, how about a Sofin? It's a very interesting halacha that we can falpo on this halacha for 2 hours on this halacha. What do you think halacha? I'm not going to do it to you. Don't worry. It's a nice thought about a Sofik. Well, you want to go spend 2 hours on this? Ain't by the hell? Let me go back. What about a Sofik? Okay. What about a Sofik? The longer I drag this out, the more I'll get you in shit. Now, what about a Sofik? What about a Sofik? He has no idea. Bechlal. Dahainu. Comes to tonight. Comes to chase. Did I count? Or did I not count? I possibly don't remember.
Oh,
maybe I did. Maybe I did not. So what did he do in that situation? So Lemaisa, the Chumas Hadeshim, which is the Makar from the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Shulchan Aruch, the Chayodim, the Aruch Shulchan, b'chole. All Paskin, that Avada, you continue counting with a Bracha. What's the Pshat? A Sfek Sveika. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have over here, Mayodik HaBekim, and Yehudei HaSimon, Kofyud, that Hilchas Sfek Sveika, and that is the Maisa's famous Klal in Sfek Sveika. Listen to this. Zudah Mishabura. What's the Sfek Sveika? Sofek, right? Maybe he did count. Maybe he didn't count. And even if he didn't count, maybe the halacha is the poskim that hold that every day is his own mitzvah. And therefore, even if I miss one, I can continue counting with a bracha. As a male of the Mishabura Paskins is a svek svek, can make a bracha. That is very schwer. Very, very schwer. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos, one second, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Reish, Teh, Bo, Hilchos, Brachos, tells us a svek svek by brachos equals. And you don't miss a bracha. So how come over here it's different? This is the Maisa where Yashim wants the Taina. They hear a Vada, you can be same if on every single day it's a mitzvah, and that's the reason why the six fake over here tells me I should make a bracha. Let me go and bite you, Rabbi Yisai. Let me go and bite you. Kabbalah Shah, Rabbi Yisai, I tell you a Maisa Shahoya that happened last year. A Maisa Shahoya happened like this. A Yid comes up to me, a Choshevid, brother, very Choshevid. He comes up to me with the following Shaila. He says to me like this. I don't remember, I have to remember the mice of it that I wrote down. He asked like this. He says, Yizichah did not count until he was ready Mekabal Shabbos. After he got, right, it's before Shkia, but he was ready Mekabal Shabbos. Again, he took early Shabbos. So it's way before Shkia, but he didn't count yet.
So he made a new day,
because it's Shabbos Kodesh. Well, it's light outside. It's push a light outside. Not even Shkia. So the Maaseh, what does he do? Baruch Hashem, I found authors in English Moshin or Chaim Chemitalin said the same thing. As a Vada, he tainas that you can count without a Bracha now and the rest with a Bracha. Let me go back to Abayi Sai. Oh, it's a Murdi Kazach. The Mekor Chaim, the Heilige Mekor Chaim, the Chabas Yor. He says, Kosha Be'enai. How can people make 49 Brachas on one mitzvah, say? You never found such a thing in your world. The Melech must be a raya that every single day is a mitzvah by itself, a shlemus by itself. Let me get back to one last shayla b'Yisai before we move on to one last page, and then we'll get to the minhagim, and that is as follows. It's a motika shayla. How about a yid?
That's the trick. You keep it for the end of the
week. No, chas v'shalom. Tomorrow bli nega. How about Azai? A fellow knows. How about a fellow knows that he's not going to finish Shvi'i Sa'ina? He knows. No, he knows. For example, let's say that. Lo but side. A person's getting an operation. He's going to have an operation on day 30 of the Omer. He's going to be out in his in anesthetic. Whatever. He's going to be out for the count for a whole 24 hours. There's no way he's counting. Does he start counting or does he not start counting?
So
Mudika Shaila.
Right. So the Maisa of Elashiv Maisa Paschal
that Abadi should still start, because again, it could be that every single night is a separate mitzvah. So he goes to the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, and you see this from the Shulchan Shleiva. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Mudika Shita of the Shulchan Shleiva. What does the Shulchan Shleiva say? He said that women, right? Women, for sure, will forget to count. Let's forget someone along the lines and therefore they'll stop. Amemela, we don't find over there that they shouldn't start. Doesn't say that. Amemela, that's the reason why the Mesa, if even a person will forget, he about to should continue counting in that open. One second, I'd like to continue, but maybe we'll stop. This is one last halacha, just to remember this, and then we'll move on. And that is a person has to be very, very careful not to count right before this man that he actually counted. Right, what's Nagea? I'll tell you, I had a chosra boch in my house on Friday afternoon. The maestro told me the following shayla. He got one of these, you know, these machines with all these, you know, these buttons and blueberries, whatever. Lay there, all the Norman. But the maestro had one of these machines. And somebody sent him a message. He sent him a message. What was the message? He starts reading the message. And he starts reading. He hops in the middle. Oh, right. He's reading the message of today is da 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 da, whatever it was. He's pushing thinking in his head, and he wanted to know was he Yitzah or not. The mitzvah spirit Zayma, and can he continue counting with a bracha? He had a kabbalah, and maybe that's the reason why Rabbi said we're going to speak Beis Hashem tomorrow. All the different ways found him that a person has to be extremely careful by writing, by thinking, by saying all the different things, the different languages. Beis Hashem, Rabbi said we'll do tomorrow, and we'll continue with all the different minhagim.